3100. That's 970-616-3100.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And get a cup and hold on here. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, he has just presently demanded that China join the rest of the world in condemning the brutal invasion of the Ukraine by Russia. So, the NATO secretary is saying that the whole world has joined Russia in this campaign to demonize Russia. Well, this is part of what the Bible calls dark sentences. It's not telling the truth. He says the world is condemning Russia. This is not true. There are many, many nations in the world that are not condemning Russia. But he wants everyone to believe that the whole world is condemning Russia. No, they're not. And he wants China to be part of this. And China stated it has an obligation. As a member, he stated, China has a member of the UN Security Council to support and uphold international law by opposing Vladimir's invasion of the Ukraine. And China was remembering the world how NATO and the United States forces deliberately bombed their embassy, the Chinese embassy, in 1999, in Yugoslavia. So, the Chinese people, according to this article, cannot fully relate to the pains and sufferings of other countries because we will never forget who had bombed our embassy in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. We need no lecture on justice from the abusers of international law. So I wanted to begin with that. Now, we have all this talk about the New World Order, but really, where was the seeds of this New World Order sown? Sure, yes, for thousands and thousands of years, but recently, where? Well, it was the Round Table of Cecil Rhodes, and this table centered on the imperial networks of South Africa. The friends of, this is out of, I'm reading out of CanadianPatriot.org. The quest, this was an idea of the Rhodes Roundtable to convince the United States to join them, the English, or Cecil Rhodes in this group, in their quest for Anglo-Saxon world government while coordinating their Commonwealth possessions to that same end. Canada's proximity to the United States made its role much more vital to advance subversion. The now, as I read this to you, have in mind that down a years in the future, this type of thinking would influence Adolf Hitler. This type of thinking would actually, and this thought would bring into existence the Pilgrim Society of London. This type of Anglo-Saxon world government. This is what the New World Order is still. An Anglo-Saxon white supremacy world government. So it was originally centered on the imperial networks of South Africa, which spawned raw materials and monoliths such as Rio Tinto zinc, Anglo-American and Lon Rojo, and De Beers. It was an inhuman cabal which ran the Boer War, which conducted genocide against the black population and later set up the horrendous apartheid regime in South Africa. And I had a thought and it just flew away. But here, okay, now, before we get to the break, we're going to get to the break. I can't read and begin to tell you what I don't want to present this to you until we get back. Now, this is a eugenicist. These people were eugenicists. They basically were the hatred of these, not only Cecil Rhodes, but Alfred Milner, and also Sir Arthur Balfour, the Balfour Declaration, John Ruskin, these type of people. They hated mankind as a species. They didn't mind eugenics. The blacks, the races that were not Anglo-Saxon, the poor, the crippled, those that they considered to be subhuman. And they didn't mind culling these type of people in the societies of the world. These people were truly from hell, from the place called Tophet. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Morning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Oh, my gosh, what did I do with my glasses? Oh, never mind, I'm going to have to read blind. Never mind. But I am going to read you something here. Cecil Rhodes, The Plan for the Global Society to the End of the World. He was able to basically put it together. Ah, Jacques brought me my glasses. I can see again. Once I was blind, but now I see. Cool. Okay, so here's what Rhodes states. Thanks, Jack. I contend that we are the finest race in the world, and that the more of the world we inhabit, the better. It is for the human race, or it is better for the human race. Just fancy those parts that are presently inhabited by the most despicable specimens of human beings. What an alteration there would be if they were brought under Anglo-Saxon influence. Talking about Pilgrim Society. Remember this term, Pilgrim Society. Under Anglo-Saxon influence. Look again at the extra employment a new country added to our dominion gives. I contend that every acre added to our territory means, in the future, birth to some more of the English race who otherwise would not be brought into existence. Adolf Hitler, think about this, added to this the absorption of the greater portion of the world under our rule simply means the end of all wars. Lie. At this moment, at this moment, had we not lost America, I believe we could have stopped the Russians-Turkish war by merely refusing money and supplies. Having these ideas, what scheme could we think of to forward this object? Why should we not form a secret society, Pilgrim Society, but with one object, the furtherance of the British Empire and the bringing of the whole uncivilized world under British rule, for the recovery of the United States and for the making of the Anglo-Saxon race but one empire? This term, bringing the whole uncivilized world, in other words, these people deem themselves to be the gods of mankind. There's a spiritual implication here. I see it. Now, Africa is still laying ready for us. It is our duty to take it. It is our duty to seize every opportunity of acquiring more territory. And we should keep this one idea steady before our eyes. And the more territory simply means more of the Anglo-Saxon race, more of the best, the most human, most honorable race the world possesses. Okay. That is the seed that would change the direction of the people that would rule the coming decades. And then you have, in 1902, Pilgrim Society, a group of very wealthy older families, wealthy, intelligent. They are the aristocrats of all of Europe. They formed Pilgrim Society, but they knew, like Cecil Rhodes is stating, America has to be involved in this. Without America, they cannot further this plan. So what did they do? These nobles, or these princes, these aristocrats in Europe knew where most of the wealth and power in the United States, they knew the center. It was to a degree Washington, D.C., but not really. It was New York City. See, and they knew after Rockefeller had pretty much become the governor, the ruler in 1889 of New York City. New York City was now his prize. And they knew if they could get John Rockefeller involved in this, which Rockefeller was more than happy to do. Why? Because he is, his thinking, the Anglo-Saxon race is the supreme race, and he has the money. And he knew. Now, see, Rockefeller wasn't born into money. Through his labor, he became very powerful, very wealthy, even more so than the old families that had been in New York and in America for a couple hundred years that come over from Europe. Even the new Europeans that come to the United States with their fortunes. Rockefeller, all of a sudden, you might say, became part of the group, but just because he had the wealth and he had the power. He had the railroads, he had the oil, he had the governors, and he had already been paying many of the people in the political world in Washington, D.C. So even though these older families had the money and had been in power for long generations, they had to accept Rockefeller because of his power financially and because of his influence politically. They had to accept him. So you have kind of oil and water type of a situation. But pilgrims in London didn't care. They needed, for their plan, Cecil Rhodes' plan for an Anglo-Saxon world, he had to have the political and military, or the monetary might of America. And so you have Pilgrims, New York. Pilgrim society, still to this day, what you're seeing in the Ukraine is a Pilgrim society objective. And people, you know, with Vladimir Putin, what I'm presenting to you, I believe, through my studies of Vladimir Putin and the understanding that Putin has of Russia and what has happened to Russia from really the 1860s and forward. In about 1876, the European nations, the nations of Europe, they realized the United States could never be conquered militarily. The United States had become too powerful after the Civil War was over. Russia protected the Civil War and her navy from the French and the British and the German military that was coming over to fight these wars. Russia protected the United States because the United States has a destiny in the future. These nations in the Bible, I come from the perspective of what the Bible says about the end of the world. At the end of the world, America will exist as a great empire, Revelation chapter 17, and really brought out in Revelation chapter 18. What Russia, Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. The nations of the Middle East, Israel would have to become a nation once again. In present-day Jordan, there would have to be three ancient families of Ammon, Moab, and Edom. There would have to be Syria would be a main player at the end of the world in the Middle East. You would have Ethiopia, Libya. Libya would be a main player. America has pretty much destroyed the direction that Gaddafi had put in place for the people of Libya. If Gaddafi had not been murdered, if there had not been this overthrow of the government in Libya, the people there, they would be living handsomely. They wouldn't have the problems that they have. Libya would have been a blessing to all of North Africa. But Pilgrim Society, using American CIA, using political power in this country, the Clintons and Obama, destroyed Libya. Libya has a, there's a, Libya is going to join Russia when Russia comes down to destroy Israel. And so is Ethiopia. These nations are in the Bible. For the end of the world, now all of them are going to fulfill their destinies, just like individuals. I believe Vladimir Putin, directly slash indirectly, is in the Bible. He's the person that God is using to make Russia great for her coming war. Russia's going to be victorious in the Ukraine. Putin is not being controlled by anybody. He is being directed by forces from a kingdom that is not going to ever be shaken. I believe through the hand of God, Vladimir Putin is preparing Russia for her final destiny at the time we're in. There's not going to be a nuclear war where Russia is going to destroy the United States of America. I know many Christians believe that. Many other people in the military believe that Russia is going to destroy and nuke this country and we're going to go to straight out, flat out nuclear war. No, that's not going to happen. It's not in the Bible. There's going to be conflict. There are going to be many wars. There's going to be a lot of bloodshed. There's going to be peace is going to be removed from the earth according to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, just an insight into these four horsemen. The horses in the Bible are a type of the brutal nature of mankind, the unrestrained hatred, evil of mankind. And these horses represent untamed, brutal men and forces, mankind, that are going to unleash hell on earth upon their fellow man. These four horsemen are beasts, are men and that are people that have no conscience, that are sociopaths, that are psychopaths. They hate mankind. Example, Cecil Rhodes, Balfour, Rushkin, these type of men. They hate their fellow man. They want to rid the world of everyone, because then the world can become and will be their own paradise. But they have to eliminate the poor. Even in the book of Proverbs, at the end of the world, one of the signs of the end of the world is when these type of people, these brute beasts, these people that are not even human, these four horsemen, when they go out to destroy their fellow man, one of the objectives is to eliminate the poor and the weak from off the earth. This is one of their objectives. This will be their game plan. When Bush, George Jr. went to Africa, he sent his men into Africa and said, I want to go into these cities in Africa, but I don't want to see any poverty. If there's any poverty, don't take me into those areas. I don't want to see hungry, thin, starving people. I don't want to see people without arms and legs, without eyes, without hands. I don't want to see these type of people. I want to go in. You show me happy, happy people that are dressed accordingly, you know, to their culture. Don't show me poor, cripple. Well, these are the people that God loves, that God died for. We're going to be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. And thank you for supporting The Present Truth. Thank you.
What's up, America? I am Joe Hunt, host of Gatekeepers, the podcast found exclusively here on 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. We are the watchmen at the gate, bringing you truth in politics, religion, culture, and more. Check us out weekly.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule,
but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
When I was a little girl, I love you just the way I love that rag doll. But only now my love has grown. It gets stronger in every way. And it gets deeper, let me say. And it gets higher day by day.
Okay, I remember that when you were young, you had a rag doll, and you had a puppy, mainly a puppy that followed you around. Well, we don't want to be controlled and, as a puppy, follow these wicked, evil people of this world that run the societies of this world. We don't want to be their puppies. But if you don't know who they are, you're going to follow them around. You're going to follow their agendas. You're not going to realize that you're captive to their machinations. We don't want to follow these people around. These people are trying once again. This is the fifth time since 1916 that these people have tried to destroy Russia. Bolshevik Revolution, Adolf Hitler's invasion toward Moscow, destroying the ruble in the late 1980s, with Leo Wanta, with Bill Clinton, 1992 to 90, through his whole administration, raping the riches of Russia, putting the people of Russia into bondage. Now, a fifth time, five times, the letter five, the number five, I'm sorry, is broken down in the Bible, 4 and 1. 4 means mankind, 1 means God. So this is the fifth time, and this is going to be the last time that they try to destroy Russia. God is working with Russia to stop and interfere with the momentum that the globalists have presently in the world. This is the fifth time now they're trying to destroy Russia, forcing Russia to invade the Ukraine, hoping to get to provoke Russia into an exchange. It's not going to happen. Russia is going to be punished for all of her evil in the past as a nation. But God is going to punish Russia when Russia comes down to the mountains of Israel. The globalist West is not going to be the tool that God is going to use to punish Russia. Russia will be judged on the mountains of Israel. I was just reading that Klaus Schwab is very upset with Russia and has kicked Russia out of the World Economic Forum graces. Thank God. And they have stated that because of Russia, the people who run the World Economic Forum, it's interfered with their plans in a mighty way. Why? Because if they had not provoked Russia into this war, Russia would be part of this great coming reset. But now Russia is not going to be part of that reset. And at the same time, Russia, now working with China, they're beginning to work together with the debit systems, not the SWIFT. I'm trying to remember the other one, the Union. China has their own debit credit system, like the SWIFT, digital currencies. And now China is splitting out, down in South Africa or South Antarctica, in the summer down there, a big chunk of ice will break off and float out into the sea. Well, now you have Russia floating out away from the World Economic Forum control. India is floating out. China is moving out. Brazil, other nations in the Middle East. Now you have Saudi Arabia. These people are breaking away from two things: the World Economic Forum control and the petrodollar. And then I think last week on Glenn Tate's Saturday program, Glenn and Shelby, they had a guest on, and he was saying that now the powers that be believe that there can be two world currencies, two dominant currencies, the petrodollar and another currency. The world is able to sustain two controlling currencies. This is in the Bible. I don't know if the people that made this comment in the economic world here in the United States understood what they were saying. But in the Bible, at the end of the world, when Antichrist comes to power, he is going to dominate most of the nations tied into the West, tied into the United States of America. I'm getting way off track, but I should let you know. But you're going to have another economy in the world, which is going to be separate from Antichrist's economy, because the world has to exist. And because the other economies of the world that will not be part of Antichrist's economy, he's going to bomb them, he's going to nuke them, he's going to wage weather warfare on them, but they have to exist. They have to go into the hard time and come out of it. So there's going to be the financial system of the West and a financial system that will work in the Asian nations that are tied into China. So it's kind of like Antichrist system is going to be evil, And China's system is going to be evil. But these two systems, Asian and the West, the systems from the West, are going to collide. Everything that we're seeing is on a collision course. And these nations, the East and the West, are going to collide. And eventually, the collision, the main collision, the point of impact, is going to be Armageddon. Armageddon. The Pentagon, the people in the United States Pentagon presently are very concerned because they're thinking, whoa, we can't stop the momentum now. The train has lost all, there's no ability to stop the direction that the world is going. They have sown to the wind. They are reaping the whirlwind. They want to destroy the breaking systems of peace. They've destroyed them. There will be no peace. There is only going to be a world that is moving into catastrophe in every way. Militarily, what they have done is they have also knowingly or unknowingly, we can get into that, they have destroyed the ability to grow food, well, we'll be right back. We'll continue with this thought in just a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you paying too much for your home, life, or auto insurance? It only takes 10 minutes to find out. Hi, this is Kevin Voles with Badger Insurance Advisors. Choosing insurance plans can be difficult. That's why I make it easy. I'll make the calls, compare the plans and prices, and find you the insurance plan that fits your needs. Best of all, my help is at no cost to you. Call me today at 303-359-1799 or visit BadgerInsuranceAdvisors.com. Let me find the right insurance for you. It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Well, we're not at the end just yet. But it really, what's happening is really making the people of the nations are beginning to ask, are we near the end? I say yes. I say we have already moved into the last decade in the period of time prior to Christ's second coming. There has to be a time when he comes, when he returns, like he stated. He would return just like he had ascended. An angel stated that to the disciples. As you have seen him ascend, you will see him return. Well, the world for 2,000 years, roughly, has been waiting for the second return of Christ. And the indicators in the Bible throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, all the things that the world is to look for, are now being revealed. Is there a possibility that we are in a time where everything is going to funnel, all the hatred of mankind toward mankind is going to funnel and be directed toward the final wars at the end of the world? I leave this with you. What do you think? Is Russia going to be nuked up there presently with the Ukraine conflict? No. Russia will be again punished on the mountains of Israel. When this war takes place with Russia, after that, you have roughly 7 years plus months before Armageddon. God wants to and has intended to warn the people of the world of his timetable. These men and people, these globalists, have sown to the wind, they're reaping the whirlwind. They destroyed the breaking system that has brought peace to this world. They've destroyed it forever. And now this train is run away. It's a runaway train. It cannot be stopped. There is going to be the main collision at the Battle of Armageddon. The only... let me say it this way. The men that and people that rule the world, they think that they can control everything. They can micromanage. They can't. They cannot micromanage the environment. They can't micromanage economies. Economies, they have a life of their own. You can't micromanage people. You can't control them. Because like water, there's always a way for water. You fill your hands with water to wash your face. You sit there long enough and that water is going to seep out back into the sink. You cannot control mankind. God has given mankind free will, and man with free will find a way to find a way out of the most dire situations. You know, you have... I'll leave that at that. They've sowed to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. It's too late. At the end of the world in the last decade, the scenario that we're seeing is in the Bible. America as empire is in the Bible. I have an article before me. Project for the New American Century, militaristicmonitor.org. This was a project put together in the early 90s, finally presented to, I think, the Pentagon in 1997. It is, how is the United States going to empire? How is empire and will empire rule the world? The answer is absolutely yes. And who is empire? The United States of America. The British realized, and the French and the Spanish realized in 1876 that the United States could never ever be conquered militarily. It's still true to this day. They are attempting to do it. It will not be destroyed from without. It will be destroyed from within. Who's it going to be destroyed by? Who is going to set, make the noose that's going to be the tool that's going to hang this country from within. People like Pelosi and the presidents, the previous presidents, excluding Donald Trump. I exclude him. He did more for this country than the last presidents prior to him, starting with Jimmy Carter. And he's hated. He's hated by the Christian people. He's hated by the Patriot, many of the Patriot, the Republican people. He's hated by the Democrats. He's hated by the New World Order. Well, he's in the Bible. He did what he's supposed to do. And now he's about to finish the prophecies that were spoken about him in the Bible. He's about to conclude his requests. They got what God had requested of him. He's just about completed them. He's still out talking. He's not going to run for president. Even if he has intentions to, it will go nowhere. His prophecies are done. And the prophecies of America are being, the end of the prophecies are being completed. One of them is for them to provoke Russia in the Ukraine to war. We'll be back to finish out the hour. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
As I finish the program, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Join me then also. And for everyone who is supporting the program, thank you. I really appreciate it. And it tells me that I am maybe heading in the right direction and hopefully adding something to you, giving you a better insight into what I feel is the overall picture of what's happening in the world. Example, what did Donald Trump do? What is it? Why is he so great? Because he destroyed the Rockefeller dynasty the Rockefeller dynasties to Bill and Hillary Clinton. He destroyed that dynasty forever. He didn't destroy the Rockefeller Foundation. That is God's job. He destroyed the Bush dynasty forever. George Sr., George Jr., Jeb, and the other younger brother, that dynasty is done. It's over. Donald Trump destroyed these dynasties. Their power through any foundations, no, he can't destroy that. That'll be God's job. He did not destroy the Obama dynasty. The Obamas have a hidden dynasty. It still exists. God will judge that dynasty and bring it and neutralize it in the future. This is some of the things that Donald Trump did. Remember, George Jr., he stated right in 2001 that we are at the beginning of a new 100-year war. Why did he state that? Because he knew of the coming conflicts. It's going to take 100 years for them to control and take over the world. Really, it wouldn't take that long. But he stated that we're at a new 100-year war. And right at the end of the last decade, the coven, the Satanists of this country, they came out and publicly stated, we're at the beginning of a new satanic century. What kind of talk is this? We're at the beginning of a new satanic century. Well, let me ask you a question for those of you that don't believe in the devil. What kind of a century so far has this been? What kind of a devilish, demonic time have we been in for the last 2 years? Would you think that this might be a satanic century? Look at the people that are the leaders in the world. Do they worship a holy God, a righteous God? Or do they serve mammon? Do they bow at Baal's feet? Do they kiss the feet of Baal, mammon? Well, you decide. Then, at the beginning of the 60s, the baby boom generation, the greatest generation ever in the history of the world, and it's in the Bible. The people that are younger than that, they may not like this comment, but the thing is, the Bible says there would be a generation that would be the greatest generation in the world, and it would begin after World War II. It would be the beginning of the baby boom generation that would follow World War II, not just in the United States, but in Israel as a nation. And what happens in the early 60s? You have the greatest rise of the occult activity in the United States of America. One of the easy ways to, one of the not so seen ways to be involved in the occult was the New Age movement. The age of the beginning of the age of Aquarius. Well, where are these people that began to serve Satan back then? Now they are grown and their children are grown and they are in the government of the world, especially the America. Have a great weekend. I will see you Monday. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, here on KHNC.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.